Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as we check in the midst of a very, very busy portion of the 2026 calendar, as we expected. Had that long winter break in between, and then competition after competition, especially with the nice weather we've had, avoiding your typical winter cancellations on this side of the calendar. First of all, Coach, how exciting has it been to have so many different kinds of competitions and to really be busy, especially since we opened the new year?
Yeah, it definitely keeps us on our feet and moving with all this competition that we've had, and adding a couple of dates that weren't originally in our schedule but had to squeeze in as weather makeup type things. So we've been moving. I think we'll end up at the end of this week with 6 competitions in 10 days, something like that. So we've been packing in matches and getting lots of good high-level competition, lots of duels in. Seeing a lot of different teams from different parts of the state. It's just been a good wrestling experience, and our girls have really towed the line well and competed with a lot of heart. So it's been fun to see.
Well, and it's always a better day when you can compete at home, no matter the venue you go to, maybe outside of state. And that has also been the case. These added dates have gone to different venues, but have stayed within the city limits. You had your senior night on January 8th in a quad. You had a tournament in Ogden, not so close to home, but earlier this week at Central College before traveling to DCG. Let's just talk with the home aspect first of all. I know that these girls put in a lot of work, and how much fun is that for them to have the opportunity to wrestle in front of friendly crowds, knowing for the first couple years of this sport, you didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to wrestle here at home.
Yeah, we've been lucky this past year, and last year even we had some more home dates, and it's always fun to get in front of the home crowd and getting some more people in to see kind of what our program's about and how we're growing and developing. And then you just get more parents and siblings running around and everything. So it's always fun to get in front of that home crowd and see the green everywhere.
Well, and you got to see a lot of red earlier this week, and I know that had extra meaning to you when you sent off your recap. A lot of your staff is a Central College alumni, and then, of course, with the growth of this sport, a lot of girls who 5 years ago would have maybe never had the opportunity to wrestle in college now get to do so in high school in a college setting. How special was that Central College experience, not only selfishly to you, of course, with your ties to the college, but also just for your athletes in general?
Yeah, I think that was just an all-around awesome experience. I think from our side, Boone's side, Winterset, and North Polk, and then from Central side, being able to get that many teams on campus, I think it's just a classic win-win type situation. It was fun kind of how it came together. So we lost a date to weather, and then I reached out to Coach Atwell from Boone. We were at Central at the same time, and but we don't really see them. So I reached out to him, and he agreed that he'd duel us, and we didn't have a venue because we have a mega basketball night. They had a mega basketball night, and he suggested, why not reach out to Central to see if we could go there. And so we reached out to Coach Miranda and Coach Van Clay over there, and they accommodated as well. And then we found a couple more teams to join us, make it a quad. And yeah, I think it was just a cool experience, and especially with Isabella going to Central next year, it's fun that she gets to have some kind of a sneak peek at competing in that gym, and we got a warm up in that wrestling room, so that was really cool. Just a neat experience all around. And then yeah, Coach Atwell from Boone is a Central grad. Me, Coach Bushka, and Coach Smith on our staff, we're all Central grads as well. So for us, it's just a little bit of nostalgia and just a little different flavor of home. Still same town, just down the road, but really cool experience for everybody.
We're here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as the postseason is looming. We're in the teeth of a very busy stretch in January. And let's just check in on the roster. And I know that this is something that, again, 4 years ago would be incredible to even dream of. But there's been many nights, Coach, where you've been close to full in all of the weight classes. And not only just full with seat fillers, but girls who can actually compete. You've got several girls who have reached the 20 win mark this season already. As I'm looking here on Track Wrestling, 8 of them there. And a few that aren't that far off, especially with some tournaments coming up. Just how exciting is it overall, not only to see the growth of the program on a larger scale, but just this year to see so many girls who are wrestling championship level wrestling and have an opportunity to do something really special here in a few weeks.
And it's been so fun. And just to see our roster develop and fill out, like just anytime we can not give up a ton of forfeits is always a benefit. But then when those people that are filling weights are also going out and not just competing hard, but being competitive in every single match that they're in, wrestling is just really exciting. And you see the growth after the time that they've invested. I mean, you look at that list that you're talking about of the eight people that have 20 wins or more, and you're looking at the list of people that were consistently in the offseason. And so to see them getting those rewards is just really a neat thing. People that are buying into the process. And the other cool thing of that is that we have some people wrestling JV behind them that are also hovering around the 500 mark or above in the matches that they've been asked to step into varsity competition as well. So it's not just depth in terms of people at almost every weight. It's also depth in terms of like the few weights we have JV that we have people that could step in and compete at varsity level too. But I think any lineup that has eight people with 20 or more wins and most of them looking to hit the 25 win mark, 30 win mark, I think that speaks to a deep team and just a team full of partners that are willing to push each other. And it kind of started, at least with this group that we have, it kind of started with Isabella and Jenna, and then they fanned out and started wrestling some other people and pulling them into work more. And that just kind of expanded and spread. And now we've got a whole room full of girls that are just pushing each other and picking each other up and challenging each other to keep finding that next level. And they're just doing a really good job of responding to that.
Well, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves, of those 20 wins, two are seniors, the rest are sophomores and juniors. And let's talk about those two seniors. You had a chance to honor them. Again, the season moves pretty quick for girls wrestling. Your postseason looming as we're recording this 2 weeks from today for the state qualifying meet. And those two seniors, you already mentioned her, Isabella Smith, obviously very pivotal to the program, record-breaking in many ways, including this year, and obviously has set the stage with two younger sisters. I know that's been special to you and to her dad. You're one of your assistant coaches, Todd. And then, of course, Izzy Rosa, who just kind of burst on the scene a little bit later and showed off some pretty impressive raw talent. And that's now since been honed into a wrestler that has a winning record going in to these latter parts of the season. Those two seniors, Coach, I know you got to honor. You still have some time with them left, but obviously exciting to see how much they've grown.
Yeah, we're saving all that time that we have left with them for sure. And getting Izzy back this year, she tried us out for, I don't know, a month and a half or so last year and showed some really good flashes and really good talent. And we're just really excited to have her back this season. And she's come in and been super cheerful and positive, and she's working hard, and she's also doing that balancing. She's got some work internships and everything too. She's just balancing her schedule in a really impressive way for a high school person. And so it's fun to see that side of things too, when you see people develop and then to see how she's coming along the mat. To have her hit 20 wins and being above 500 this far into the season is an amazing step from where she was last year with just the raw talent. To see her kind of finding her takedowns, I think she could take down just about anybody in the state, and if she doesn't take them down, she'll probably run them all the way off the mat, because she just goes. So she's just exciting to watch and just fun to have. Good personality, good sense of humor. And then, like you talked about with Isabella, she's not the pillar, she's one of the pillars to our program, and just the whole Smith family. But Isabella will be the first four-time letter winner for specifically girls wrestling. She's two-time qualifier, three-time captain. She helps set the tone. She helps hold teammates accountable. In every way that you would want somebody to contribute to a team, she's contributing. So we're just blessed to have her, and it's fun to see her name filling up more and more spots on the record board as she keeps putting in more work and keep climbing. And then it's also fun to see how she's pushing people around her to maybe hopefully someday pass some of those records as she develops her wrestling partners as well and coaches them up a little bit too. So yeah, we love our seniors, and we'll miss them for sure, but we're thankful for the time we have with them still.
Here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And so we're recording this on Friday. As this airs, you will be just kicking off your home invitational, a tournament that features really a lot of different teams of different varying school sizes. Girls wrestling still a little bit new, so a lot of unknown even when you go into a tournament like this. Just how exciting is it to fill Pella High School's parking lot coming up as this airs today, and to have an opportunity to see so many different teams from across the state?
Anytime we can fill a gym full of wrestling wrestlers and wrestling fans is always a good day. So I think we've got something like 18 teams coming to town, counting us. We've got, I think MOC Floyd Valley might win the award for furthest traveled. So we've got kind of a couple corners of the state covered. So it's just fun to get all that competition in and be able to have it right here with such a good sized tournament with good levels of competition for everybody here. So yeah, just another home date is always good. Big tournaments are always fun. It's just going to be an exciting day of wrestling. We're looking forward to it.
And then you get one final week of tune-ups, including another home edition at Pella Middle School on Tuesday with PCM and Pekin, and then you're at Colfax Mingo, and then you blink, coach, and you're in the postseason. How do you take this last week of opportunity for these girls, especially many of whom I know have very high aspirations for what they want to accomplish at the end of this month into February?
Yeah, we're going to keep chipping along like we always do. We're going to keep working hard. We're going to keep wrestling as hard as we can, learning as much as we can and applying that. And we're going to keep staying positive towards ourselves and the people around us. Those are expectations that we carry from day one through the end of the season, from the first day you walk in our door to the day you graduate, all across the board. So we're going to keep preparing with that mindset and keep competing with that mindset. And I think no matter how many people we get to state, I think we can already look at the successes that we've had and count this as a successful season. When you just look at the growth of some of the wrestlers that we've had, I mean, you look at Danica last year, I think she was like 17 and 15 on the season. This year, she's right around 30 and 10, just an amazing step. And we've got girls up and down the roster that are taking similar steps on that. So I think we can already count it as a success, and then we can have that state thing kind of just be the cherry on top. Always fun to get, but I think we'd be we can't ignore what we've already done, and we can't not take pride in some of the progress that we've shown and just the work that the girls have put in off season, in season, all the way throughout. They just compete so well and so incredibly hard. We're just really proud of them.
Well, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because you have some regular season in front of you, but it looks like a lot of teams that you've seen this year at Ottumwa, some of which will be at the tournament, I know, this weekend even, and some that you've had some head-to-head duels with. So if nothing else, it won't be a lot of girls that you maybe haven't seen this year because of your schedule that you'll probably be well prepared for the great competition that's coming up in Ottumwa on January 30th.
Yeah, we always try to set up our schedule in a way that helps us see a lot of different teams from all over the state. And this year, it's worked out pretty well with our regional that we'll have seen everybody that's at our regional at some point this season. Now, whether brackets fall to where we see every individual girl doesn't always work out that way, but we'll have seen every single team that's there by the time we get down to Ottumwa for a regional. So that's fun, and it helps in the prep work. And when we look at seeding with head-to-head matches and common opponent, it cleans up that whole process with our scouting and all that. So, yeah, it'll be good, and we're lucky to have such a good schedule that sets us up that way.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun as we hit the home stretch with Pella Girls Head Wrestling Coach Adam Hale. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Be sure to check them out this weekend at their Invitational Tournament. Pop on by sometime, just about any time Saturday with the number of teams you have there. And then Tuesday at Pella Middle School before we head to Colfax and the postseason. Coach, appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in the midst of that postseason push. Thank you.
Sounds good, Andrew. Thank you. Go Dutch.